It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome on in. It's the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. Kyle Quinn behind the glass. You guys on the phone lines, a lot to get into today as we await the vote on the Tush Push. A really
dun, dun, dun.
Yes. Hopefully it goes our way. Really nice Phillies win yesterday. Comeback fashion after the bats didn't hit the starter, but they explode on the bullpen. A lot to get into. Elliott at 12 from down at the owners' meetings. Daily Mock at 1 o'clock. And there's a new favorite in the NL East. Good morning, Hugh.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philadelphia. I just want to say, hey, shout out to everybody that came to the game yesterday and spoke to me and Ike Reese. But just as an aside, it's more like a PSA. Mm-hmm. Shoulder massages from guys that you really don't know is not what's needed. I mean, I appreciate everybody, you know, speaking or whatnot. A simple handshake could do, or a simple, you know, wave. But, you know, to walk up to me and rub on my shoulders and that's
and
not
slather Vaseline
it's just,
on me.
You know, and I understand that there were some drinks that were being poured yesterday.
Yeah,
and everybody was a little
usually
opening
it's
day.
Part of it, yeah.
Yeah, but dog, I mean, you know, we're not that cool where you can come up and just, you know, casually rub on a grown man's shoulders.
Okay.
To identify. And I know some of the guys were kind of, I guess they were showing off for their girlfriend, which is cool. But all the physical contact is not needed. It's not needed. Just you know.
Did a little PSA?
Yeah. I mean, it's just, okay. You know. I mean, it's not needed.
Okay. I mean, I'm glad. Sometimes you got to just tell people what's needed and what's not. And Hugh, yeah. I think you led us to a good place here. In a weird way, you led us to a good place. Because, Hugh, as much as it annoys the heck out of me that the NFL is considering banning the tush push, I've thought about this a lot the last couple months because I think we're moving towards this reality. Whether it's this year or they table this and then they do it next year, it seems like at some point the tush push is going to be out of the NFL.
Abolished.
At some point, I do think they're going to move off it, whether it be this season or next season. But Hugh, as much as it bothers me that the NFL is going to legislate a play out, maybe now, maybe eventually, that really has no injury data and is not a big deal in terms of the amount of times it's run, I don't believe, just like you said, no one needs that, you know, random back rub or massage.
You don't need that.
You don't need
don't
that.
Need that.
I don't think the Eagles need the tush push. Look, I'm glad they have it right now. I hope it stays. It certainly helps them, and they have mastered it. But I don't believe the Eagles need the tush push to be successful. If they have it, great, let's keep using it. If they don't, I believe the Eagles will adapt. It is a play, again, that was run across the NFL last year 0.28% of the time. Even with the Eagles, and we argued yesterday when the afternoon show was on with us yesterday, how often it's run. I mean, on a normal game, what do they run it? 5-6 times? And that's if they have a lot of short yardage plays or the goal line plays. There are some games they run it maybe 2 times. It's not a play that is a huge part of their playbook. It's part of it. I like that we have it. But I ultimately, if this thing gets knocked off the ledger or it's banned today or banned next year, I don't think it's going to crush the Eagles. Hugh, I don't believe the Eagles need it. Where do you come down? Do the Eagles need the tush push?
You know what, Joe? Again, I feel like this is the segment where I have to long talk a little bit because I have to give you some perspective.
It's going from the Daily Douglas to the Daily Long Talk.
No, I'm just saying it's the Daily Long Talk. Because this is how I feel about this. Now, I'm going to go back in time a little bit. And this was my first year here in Philadelphia. We were playing the Dallas Cowboys. I think it was on a Monday night. We got dragged all up and down the field. Emmitt ran for like 200 yards.
I'm going to pull up that box score while you long talk.
And I remember on a goal line play, I was out there. Like, they were already winning the game, right? And Larry Allen was on the field. Larry Allen was playing guard the whole game. And all of a sudden, they called a timeout, and they slid Larry Allen out to tackle. And I remember telling Larry, this ain't going to be no easy win. I'm talking trash to Larry Allen and all this other stuff, and I was telling him I ain't no punk and all this other stuff. Mm-hmm. Needless to say, Larry Allen folded me like a tent, and they went on to score. I tell that story because it's relevant to this situation, because just like you said, it was not necessary to do that, but they did it to send a message.
Yeah.
And it was demoralizing to me, unfortunately, you know, because you were already winning the game. And they did that because it was demoralizing. And I tell you all of that to say this. We don't need the tush push. It's not needed, but it's demoralizing. To me, the tush push is the same as the Dallas Cowboys lining Larry Allen out at tackle and running the ball. Because we all knew they were going to run the ball. We couldn't stop it.
They just wanted to stick it to you.
They just wanted to stick it to you. That is what the tush push is in essence. And that's why everybody is upset about the tush push. I saw Sean McVay. He was somewhere talking. And he was talking about the tush push with his little Hawaiian shirt on and everything. And when he was talking, you know, it was something. All the long talking he was doing, it was something that he said that jumped out to me immediately. When he was talking about why he didn't like the tush push and all this other stuff. And then he said, it's not like I'm being a hater.
But he is. That's what he is.
You know, like, I'm not the brightest man, but I tell you one thing that I do know. When you say I'm not trying to be a hater, guess what you're being?
A hater.
A straight up hater. And for you to sit there and try to justify, say, well, it looks like a rugby play. Well, we've already established that it's not, because rugby players don't wear helmets. They don't wear shoulder pads. So it's not a rugby play. You just don't like it. Just you should have stuck with that main premise and said, I don't want to be a hater. Just say, I'm a hater. That's it.
I'd respect you more if you just said you were a hater.
All day. Well, I mean, you can't be mad at anybody who's being honest about how they feel.
I agree with you that it has become a play the Eagles use to demoralize opponents. I mean, I've seen so many times the last 3 or 4 years where it's like a 3rd and 7, right? And the Eagles get 6 yards, and the initial reaction from the defense the Eagles are playing is they're celebrating. We just got off the field. And then they realize, like, oh, we didn't really get off the field. They're probably going to run this tush push. They're probably going to get the first down, and they're going to stay on the field. And that's a good thing, and it's an important thing for the Eagles. I just don't think it is going to be the difference next year or the year after between big-time winning and not winning. I don't think they need it. Could they use it? Yeah. Do I want to keep it? Absolutely. Is it a joke that the NFL is trying to get rid of this? 100%. I just don't think they need it. Let's hear from Nick Sirianni this morning at the Coach's Breakfast, NFC Coach's Breakfast. By the way, Elliot is going to join us at 12. He was sitting there waiting for Sirianni
ESP.
Like an hour before the breakfast started. Big-time stuff at Elliot. I mean, he's on fire.
Hey, man, listen, can I just say this? And I know there's a lot of people out there that have mixed emotions about Elliot. I'm going to say this, and I say this, and I mean it. Elliot is the best reporter that we have in the city right now.
He's the beat writer you need.
He is the beat writer that you need. You know why? Because Elliot asked the questions that you people want to know.
Of course.
You know, when he asked Sean McDermott about, well, if you don't like the tush push, why are you using it? Like, nobody's going to ask that question. Not taking shots at anybody, but that's what you need when you're asking, when you're out there reporting on all these cats, you need to ask the tough questions. And Elliot's not afraid to do that. He's getting my early vote for Insider of the Year, back to back.
Wow.
And I ain't got nothing to do with that vote, and I know Spike's probably listening.
I was
going to
say, how do you get a vote? I
don't
vote.
Get a vote.
But
he gets my early vote for back to back, that dude. That's asking questions.
I think we should get
Insider
involved.
Of the year. I forgot.
All right,
the name.
Let's get to Sirianni this morning talking about lobbying the other coaches down there for their vote on this Tush Push ban.
Nick, have you been lobbying other coaches for a pro Tush Push vote?
I'm sorry.
Have you been lobbying other coaches for a pro Tush Push vote? And where do you think things stand right now?
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see. I think today will tell a lot. I think you guys know my opinion on it. I'm not going to continue to dive into my opinion is very well documented and. I won't continue to dive into that. I think we would talk. I think maybe that's why there's so many cameras here today to talk about that. But I still stand where I stood, and you know, when we talked at the combine, and we'll see how it goes down. Have I been lobbying? I've talked to a couple people. Yeah, but we'll see how it goes today.
Well, good job, Sirianni. You should be lobbying for it, except I don't think you need it. If it gets banned, the Eagles will be all right. Let's hear Sirianni if it's gone, right? If the Tush Push ban comes down, how will the Eagles adapt? Here's Sirianni on what they'll do without it.
They told you you had to run a standard quarterback sneak, Tush Push gone. Do you think you guys would still be the best in the league at running a quarterback sneak?
Yeah, I mean, I don't get into hypotheticals. We'd be good at it, no doubt, because we got really good players that – Again, you don't coach. I think somebody said something the other day, like, well, you coach the push different. The push just has extra push. Like, everything else is coached exactly the same. And so we got a lot of reps at it. We've been really successful at it. I think we'd be able to be successful either way. But I think there's a lot of exciting things, again, that can happen off the push.
Well, look, I do too, but I agree with Sirianni on this. I think they'd be the best to sneak. They'd convert those. Look, this team, if the Tush Push is gone today, and we're going to find out when it is, and we'll bring in the news as soon as we get it on the vote. They still have the best offensive line in the league. They still have a quarterback that is as strong and powerful a runner as any quarterback probably that's ever played the game. And they have a great running back, like an all-time talent at running back. They can just hand the football to. I want to keep it. I think it's insane that they might ban this thing, but I don't think the Eagles need it. 215-592-9494. Kyle, where do you come down as we await the vote here? Do the Eagles need the Tush Push?
I feel like we're underrating how much the Eagles do need the Tush Push. And one of the biggest key things that you can listen to and hear for yourself is just how hard Nick Sirianni and Howie Roseman are lobbying for this thing to stay. Like, we heard there was a report that Howie Roseman pulled Sean McVay aside, along with, you know, Howie's assistant GM, and they had an animated conversation about the Tush Push. The Eagles themselves are clearly very passionate about keeping the Tush Push in the NFL. It feels to me like they think that they need it, you know, whether or not they say it outright, we need this play or not. What they're doing signals to me that they think they need this play. I mean, you've heard Sirianni describe it as first and nine before. And I think if you just think of all the times that we've extended drives the past few seasons when we had a one yard to go situation, and just how many times that we've had 1 yard to go on the goal line, and how many of those we've converted to touchdowns, I think we're a little bit spoiled as a fan base when it comes to when we get down to the 1 yard line and we're like, that's a touchdown. That's an automatic touchdown. That's not necessarily the case for a lot of other teams in the league. I think I'd be curious to see where the math comes down on this. But if you just flip the results of, I think, like half of the times that we've converted the Tush Push with 1 yard to go, I would tend to think that we would see a different Eagles offense because, I mean, look, the reality of the Eagles offense was, you know, you can say, well, we'll just have a better play on third and seven. The passing offense was one of the things this past season that we were like, no, this might be the one thing that hurts the Eagles offense in the postseason. Now, it didn't, but we can all be realistic about it. They struggled in those kind of situations as a passing offense this year. So I think we're a little bit spoiled when it comes to that. And I do find it funny when I hear it referred to as a crutch. Because, sure, you can call it a crutch, but, like, think about what a crutch is for somebody who, you know, has a leg issue. Like, they need the crutch. Like, the Eagles might need this play.
So
call it a crutch all you want, but, like, they need it.
I think it's an interesting analogy, the word crutch, because you're right. Sometimes when people need crutches, they absolutely need crutches. Like, I broke my ankle once, and I needed crutches for, I don't know, 6 weeks or whatever. But sometimes you, when you need, you don't really need a crutch. You think you need it, and then if you take the crutch away, you adapt without it. That's what I view this as. Like, the Eagles have used it. They've used it to their advantage. If they don't have it, and I think they'd realize they don't need it. They'll find a different way to move the football.
I hear what you guys are saying, and I get it to a certain extent. But again, to me, it's like lining up in that play. It's not like it's ran a whole lot. We ran it a whole lot during the course of the season. I get that. But when you talk about the game, in the game, it's like two or three times a game. To me, that's the equivalent of running goal line in a game. And it's the same as goal line to me in this sense. Is that when I line up in goal line, when you line up in goal line, that's the epitome of a man whoop a man. And you know what the funny thing about it, even I remember when Jordan Mailata, we get a chance to talk to him, and when they line up in the tush push, how he would tell people, you know what's coming. You know what's coming. That's demoralizing. It's meant to demoralize the defense. It's if you have an aggressive defense, it takes away the aggression because that's the one play that you can't stop. And the last time that I checked, there's every team in the NFL always tries to get a competitive edge. Always. By running different plays, different formations. Hell, we got the West Coast offense because of the quarterback play, and the quarterbacks weren't that great, and so they made it a shorter passing game. That's where the West Coast offense was born from. This, to me, is the same thing. This is a competitive play that the Eagles do better than anybody else. It's been copycatted, but the problem is this. I tell you what, if every other team in the NFL was able to do the tush push, not as good as the Eagles, but somewhat as good as the Eagles.
They would do it.
They would do it.
Absolutely.
Hell, the Kansas City Chiefs, Buffalo Bills, they tried to do it. And when it cost them, at the moment that they tried to do it, when it cost them the most, they didn't get it done. Coach McDermott changed his mind. Well, I don't want to do it no more. It's a bad play. But, hell, you was running it. You were trying to run it the same way we were trying to run it. This is, to me, this is goofy. Like, seriously, it's goofy that it's gotten not popularity, but people are talking about it this much. It's just goofy. It's a football play that nobody else can do as well as we do. Now they want to take it away.
Well, and look, I understand. Look, I want to keep it. Without question, I want to keep it. I think it's insane the NFL's trying to take this away. And I really think the people in the NFL that are trying to get this out are either petty or they're cowards or they can't do it and they want to take away an advantage from a team that can. It's to me, it's not the spirit of sports to take away something someone has done well without any sort of injury issue, and there's clearly none, you know, no data out there. The Eagles ran this play last season in the regular season 48 times. That's an average of 2.8 times a game. I'm not saying it's insignificant, and I want to keep it. Those three plays matter. Those are fourth downs that become first downs. But I think with the players they have, and hopefully the coaches they have, they can concoct a way to convert those same plays. It's got to have to look different. It's going to be different. I don't think they need it. 215-592-9494. If the tush push gets banned, we will be on it all. I mean, as soon as it happens, whatever it comes down, we'll tell you about it. But do the Eagles need it? And this is one of those things where even if it doesn't get banned today, this could get banned next year. It feels like there's momentum to get rid of this in the NFL. So this need thing, at some point, Kyle, they're going to have to adapt, whether it's this year or next year.
Yeah, but it feels like you're playing with fire a little bit. Like it feels easy for you to say, well, just figure out another way. This is the NFL. It's not just that easy.
Well, like, it's not. Like, but they have a lot of good players.
It feels like we're playing with fire a little bit.
I know. But these are 1 or 2 yard plays. They have Saquon Barkley in the best offensive line.
But they're the most important 1 or 2 yard plays that come up in any game situation.
I think the most interesting thing, if they don't have it, would be, would they go for it? Not would they convert. Would they be as willing to go for it on the 4th and 1 from their own 40 in the second quarter?
I don't think so.
Yeah, so that would change.
Changes a lot.
It would change. Now, I think if they went for it, they have enough good players that they should be able to convert those more often than not. But I don't know. We'll see. Chris in Middletown. What's up, Chris?
Happy April Fool's Day, man.
Happy April Fool's Day. What's up, Chris?
Speaking of fools, we got some people to talk about. Let's start with Hugh. The man that inappropriately rubbed your shoulders, he doesn't work at WIP, does he? Is he maybe like on the afternoon show? Because he's known to inappropriately touch people.
No,
like,
it wasn't him. It was a few guys. I don't know who they were.
So
they
these were people you didn't know.
I didn't know them. Okay. And it was I mean, it was unsolicited. I understand you wanted to speak, but it was a little much. Lamont.
Yeah, listen, to any men out there that think that's appropriate, that's a quick way to find, you know, some physical harm.
It was weird.
Well,
I think
it was probably meant in a friendly way, right?
But it's not friendly because we don't know each other like that.
I get it.
How about if I just start rubbing on your shoulders? Hey, Joe, how you doing?
No, I'm okay. I don't need that.
it's weird. But people know our boundaries. Let's move over to this tush push thing.
Mm-hmm.
So I disagree with Kyle. I don't think that we need the tush push. I don't know if you guys have ever heard this or not, but do you know we have a quarterback that squats 600 pounds?
I have seen that before. Yeah, those videos pop up every year, every season.
Okay.
Yep.
And you mentioned you got Quadzilla lined up behind him. So do I think that maybe we may lose some points along the way? Absolutely. Is it going to be as effective as the tush push? No, but do we need it? Seems like that's the only way we're going to win.
Right. I'm glad you said it that way, Chris. Need is the word that I can't sign off on. Need means that it's going to fundamentally change next season and their outcome. Now, I don't think that. I don't know. They're going to win 12 games next year. Like, if they take this away, I'm still going to pick them to win 12 games. Like, it's not going to change how I view the team heading into the season.
Whether they have the tush push or not,
right.
I still think we go as far as we're going to go. Now, let me address some fools out there on this April Fool's Day. To all you people out there flapping your gums that this is a rugby play, you're exposing your low level of intelligence when you say that, okay? Listen, I played rugby my junior year at the great Penn State University, and the tush push is not a rugby play, genius. All right, and to the lie that it's going to cause injury, well, you know what? I could also possibly get injured walking down the street, too, okay? So it's just nonsense. It's a playing of politics. So if you're against banning it, then you're against player safety, which is just totally ridiculous. And, yeah, I'm talking to you, Hater McDermott, you female dog. You know what? I got one message to leave you with.
Female dog.
D-U-S-H-P-U-S-H. Push, push. Suck it, haters.
Chris, appreciate the phone call. We've gotten to the point where I don't even know what he's spelling when he starts. I have to, like, I need a few letters and, like, oh, okay, it's tush push.
That bit.
Yeah, he's just going to spell different things. As far as the idea that if you think it's a rugby play, you're a hater. You know, I have noticed something. We might have to expose this as the show goes along. I've been tracking this. I've been tracking which coaches and which people out there keep saying this is a rugby play, want it banned, and which people and which coaches want to keep it.
Which people?
And you know what I've determined? That the true football guys, a lot of the ex-players, they're for the tush push. They get it. And a lot of the guys that, you know, you look at, like, they're not really football guys, or they don't play the game at the NFL level. They're the other way.
Is this saying something about one WIP employee
in
particular?
I'm not calling anyone out in particular.
Okay.
I'm just saying, in general.
Name names?
In general.
You?
True football guys want to keep the tush push.
You like naming names.
And non-football guys don't. So, I mean, you got to decide what you want to be. I'm a football guy. Hugh's a football guy. Kyle's a football guy. Not everyone is a football guy. We're going to have to go through this and figure it out. 215-592-9494. Do the Eagles need the tush push? Your calls on that next. We're going to get the vote eventually at some point today. They're down there at the owners' meetings. Elliot will join us at noon today. Give us his take on some rule changes that have already been passed, some that haven't. What Howie Roseman said yesterday. Nick's here on this morning. A lot of Eagles stuff to get to. Big Phillies win yesterday. How about Edmundo Sosa with the big hit after they couldn't hit the starter? Sosa and Schwarber.
He was stoked.
Sosa's a really important role player. Big hit for him. Schwarber went deep again. And then Kepler and Castellanos with the exclamation points. We'll get to a lot of Phillies today. Your calls on the tush push. Do the Eagles need it? 215-592-9494. We get to a great prize on this side. We have Philly tickets to give away for Thursday's games. And what Matt LaFleur said about the tush push. He's not a football guy, clearly. That's all next. It's the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. It's March, so Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this year. There's just nothing like betting in March. Breakdowns of every region and every game. From conference tournaments to the Final Horn, we'll have the picks and the plays on every single game. Cinderella spotlights, upset alerts, and some of that value for the last team standing. It's tourney time, so hunker down and bet the board with us. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. It's the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gillette, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. Yeah, the Tush Push. It is up for a vote. Look, do they need it? I want to keep it. I think it's ridiculous. The NFL is and, well, not everyone, but at least enough people in the NFL are trying to get this thing out. There's no injury data, and it's just sour grapes that they can't figure this thing out. 215-592-9494, but I don't think the Eagles need it. If it's out of the NFL next year, I'm not going to change my win projection on the Eagles. I'm not going to change how far I think they're going to go. The team is the team, and they have enough good players and coaches that they will figure this out. Kyle thinks they need it. Hugh thinks it's really just a demoralizing aspect.
Demoralizing.
That they need that part of it. 215-592-9494 to hop in. Don't forget, WIP now live on YouTube. Subscribe to Sports Radio 94 WIP. Be sure to turn on notifications so you never miss a show. Kyle and I were in the same sweatshirt today, in case you guys didn't notice already on YouTube.
Twinsies.
Yeah, you didn't want to join us?
No, I got mine.
You got one of these.
I didn't want to.
94 WIP, breaking news.
What do we got?
We have an update on the Tush Push, guys.
Okay, I'm still alive. I'm trying to read Kyle's face here. He doesn't seem over the top enthused, but he's also not upset.
I got a good poker face going on right now. Discussions on the Tush Push have been tabled until a later date, source said.
I think around May, sometime late in May, they kind of redo conversation on rules. I think that's usually an NFL thing if they can't figure it out now. So it's been tabled. So we continue this conversation. Here's what we have. It has not been banned. It has not been kept. It has been tabled until a later date to be determined on the Tush Push. All right, before we go back to the phone lines, we do have a great prize to give away as well. Let's hear from Matt LaFleur, because you know how I was talking about football guys want to keep the Tush Push? Matt LaFleur, absolutely not a football guy. Listen to him.
Your team's proposal about the Tush Push, the rules proposal?
Well, just when you look at the play, I would say I don't think it's a great football play. It's more of a rugby play. And then some of the injury concerns, we just want to kind of get out in front of that, you know, and be a little bit more proactive than that.
And even though you guys ran it a few times, like with the tight end?
Yeah, certainly. Yeah, we do it too. I mean, but we're going to adjust, you know, to whatever the rules may be. And if it doesn't go through, it doesn't go through. But we're always constantly trying to look at everything. I think when you look at player safety, I think that's at the forefront of everybody's mind in this league.
Were you involved in the actual, like, writing of it and the drafting of
that
proposal?
No, we got people that can do that that are a lot smarter than I am.
See, this is the problem. This is where, for me, being a grown-up is tough.
Mm-hmm. You have these moments every few weeks.
No, for me, this is where being grown-up is tough. Because, you know, I grew up, my father used to always say, be a man and, you know, stand on business and be a man in your word and all this other stuff. So if you have a problem with somebody, just tell them you have a problem with them. Your wording has changed because you have no footing to stand on. You went from, you know, whatever your first argument was to echoing what you heard somebody else say.
Yep.
That is irritating to me. Instead of just saying, you don't like it because you can't do it, or you don't like it because somebody else does it better than you.
And you think one team has an advantage the rest of the league.
That nobody else has. Basically, that's what it is. Because you sat there and you copied and pasted. You copied and pasted what somebody else said. Damn near verbatim.
The McDermott
when you start talking about the rugby play, getting out in front of the injuries and stuff like that, just say you don't like it because you can't stop it. I can respect that. I'm not lying. I can respect that. You know, it's just something that, it just burns my biscuits. Like, you know, I've had an HR flashback when, you know, you go to an HR meeting.
Is that when you wear your suit?
Yeah, I wore my suit. and you hear things like, well, hey, you did this and this and that. No, I didn't. Tell me what the real reason is.
Yeah.
Like, just tell me the real reason. Don't make up all these different things about this, that, and the third. Just tell me the real reason. That irritates me, man. And that's what I keep hearing when I hear all these coaches talk.
So Matt LaFleur, officially not a football guy. He also there said that it's a rugby play. All right, so I'll be honest with you. I haven't watched much rugby in my time. Not a
rugby
guy.
I've watched enough rugby to know that that's not a rugby play.
Do you know who does know rugby better than you or I or any of our listeners? That'd be Jordan Mailata. He literally was a rugby player before he became an NFL player. Can we hear Jordan Mailata? Because he was asked, like, hey, people say this is a rugby play. Jordan, you literally played rugby. Here's Mailata on that idea.
How do you feel about the criticism that the play should be banned because it's a rugby play?
Who's saying that?
Peter King, notably, Peter very King. Much has been.
Shout out to Peter King.
Shout out to Peter. We love
shout
you, Peter.
Peter certainly a take that I don't understand why he said that. It's got nothing to do with any rugby movements.
You're saying it's not a rugby.
It's not a rugby play.
Is it not similar to the scrum? How is it different than a scrum?
Dude, a scrum is much harder than the tush push.
Do you at least incorporate rugby scrum techniques and fundamentals in the brotherly shove that you do?
I've learned the brotherly shove here at the Eagles.
Okay.
I didn't incorporate anything. There's
so nothing
to carry over.
Okay.
You, JP, and Stout taught me the brotherly shove.
Teach me.
No.
I just do whatever you taught me all those years ago. That's what I do now. I don't want to give it away, but
yeah,
you know, I just do what you essentially taught me, and it works every time.
See, that's the thing. And I've had a chance to talk to Jordan. He did he's sitting with friends, but when he said Peter King's name and he said he equates it to a rugby move. He didn't like that. He does not like that because he has a tremendous amount of respect for rugby. We've had this conversation.
He played it. He knows.
I'm not speaking out of turn. And he said to a man, I'm not going to tell you the exact verbiage that he used, but he was like, it's the stupidest thing that he's ever heard for anybody to say it's like rugby. And the fact that they're real tight-lipped about the technique that they use tells you everything that you need to know about what they do.
If I'm going to trust anybody on this, like, look, I have no idea what the background of McDermott and LaFleur is with rugby. Maybe they played at some point when they were younger.
No.
I'm going to guess they didn't play like Jordan Mailata played. Like, he's the one.
He was a monster.
Yeah, like, if anyone knows what a rugby play actually is compared to an NFL player, or, you know, American football play, it's a guy that played at a high level. It's we used the phrase a crutch earlier. This has become the crutch for the people who want the tush push out. Oh, it's a rugby play. Well, no, a rugby player is telling you it's not. 215-592-9494. That's how you hop aboard. Do the Eagles need the tush push? We just broke the news a few minutes ago. The NFL is tabling the vote. So no vote today. I'm not sure when it's going to be. I know in years past they've kind of come back around on some of these things they've tabled around May. So maybe a month from now they'll vote. But right now, no vote today.
You know why it's tabled? Because they realize that this is somewhat personal. It's gone beyond football.
Mm.
It's gone personal. When you got side conversations, side heated conversations and things of that nature, that's personal. Like, think about it. We do all this brain wrestling and stuff, trying to be adults about situations and handle things in adult ways. And at the end of the day, most times when you do, you can walk away and say, hey, we agree or disagree.
Yeah.
Not this situation. This has become more. The fact that Sean McVay went on television, all animated, it must have been right after, I'm assuming, it was not too far after he had the conversation with Howie and those guys, where he got on TV. He's all animated. He got sweat all in his Hawaiian shirt, talking about, I'm not being a hater. Yes, you are. Yes, you are. That's irritating. That is extremely irritating that you got to sit there and make up stuff about why you don't like to play. Just say you can't stop it. Your defensive line. Because as a matter of fact, that's the game when Who was that young defensive end they have? Can't think of his name right
Jared
now.
Verse.
Jared Verse was getting worked like a shift by Jordan Mailata. As a matter of fact, that was the game that he was talking about when they lined up in the tush-push formation. He said something to the effect that you know what's coming, and they couldn't stop it.
You know, this is a tough scene for I always considered Sean McVay a football guy. I guess he's not. I just wrote a list down. Non-football guys, football guys. McVay, non-football guy. It's a tough scene for him.
Share the full list at some point.
So non-football guys would be McVay, LaFleur, clearly not a football guy. Who else is not a football guy? DeCamera's not a football guy because he doesn't want the play.
You're making a list. Boy, I tell you, so petty. I'm so proud of you.
We need the list. Now, Dan Campbell, D'Amico Ryans, those are football guys, right? Like, those guys scream football
Aaron Glenn,
guys.
Mike Vrabel.
A lot of most of the ex-players.
Most
of the ex-players want to keep this. We'll keep the ledger on this list all show
y'all,
long.
Y'all funny.
Terrence in Springfield is up. What's up, Terrence?
Here we go, Kyle. What's up, man?
Hey, Terrence. What's up?
Man, this goes to the point, man, where everyone says everyone hates the Eagles, and, you know, we don't care. The tushy-pushy wasn't a problem when we wasn't winning the Super Bowl. The tush-push wasn't a problem when we wasn't winning the Super Bowl. And there's not any evidence that people are getting hurt at all. So I feel like this is a witch hunt on the Philadelphia Eagles to try to limit their offense to make things harder for Coach Sirianni. I was telling Kyle, they're trying to make things harder for Sirianni. The Eagles came up with this play, and I think it changed the way Sirianni coaches. Now, do I think that Jalen Hurts can get the 1 yard? Yes, I think he still can get a QB sneak off. But sometimes they would run this thing on 3rd and 3, 3rd and 4, and they would get the 2 yards and get 2 more on 4th down. So I feel like Nick will start getting in the way of these games if they do ban this thing. Now, Sean McDermott and Matt LaPorte, these bum coaching franchises, Sean McDermott is mad because his QB is a choke artist. He can't beat Mahomes. The crazy part about this thing is the Bills ran this thing the second most in the NFL with their big-ass 6'6" QB that couldn't even get half a yard versus Kansas City Chiefs in the playoffs. So I feel like we do need this play. Yes, yes, I do. I can see if they just ran it. I can see if they ran the tush push straight up and down. But we saw them during the last 2 years. They're able to run variations off this tushy pushy man. And we saw that sometimes they confuse the defense. Sometimes they burn defense because they're focused on Jalen Hurts going up the middle. We might burn him for a pass. We might burn him to a toss to the outside. So the Eagles and Coach Sirianni, they came up with this play, you know, and they have made this play formidable because they are able to run these variations off this play, and I feel like that's their argument that they're going to have. That's why I'm so passionate about this play, because they're able to run variations. It's not just a scrum to get 1 yard. They have figured out variations to burn a defense, and I feel like that's their biggest argument that they could have.
Well, yeah, it is, and they have evolved it a little bit as time has gone on. Terrence, we appreciate the phone call. All right, Peter Schrager, I believe now moving to ESPN soon, but he's been with NFL Network for a long time in Fox Sports. Peter Schrager, Hugh, put this out a few minutes ago. Hearing the tush-push debate amongst the teams is the rare rule change proposal where both sides are not only dug in and very passionate, but there are influential voices making cases to potential swing votes on both sides of the debate. That is the story of the week. So they've tabled this till May, and I guess they're going to try to continue to sway the people that are unsure of what to do here.
Everything is happening like I thought it would. Everybody's having dinners. And
you know, if I'm the Eagles, I'm upset today, because I don't think they had the votes to ban it today. But a month from now, if they sway more people, that's ridiculous. Vote today.
I'm telling you, man, all the indications say that everyone is very passionate about this.
Yes.
I mean, no more.
Well, see, that makes
than the Philadelphia Eagles.
That makes you emboldened that it matters.
Of course.
Yeah. I mean, I do think it matters. I just don't think they need it. Like, I'd rather keep it. It helps. I just don't think they need it. Jeff in Wilmington is up. Hey, Jeff.
What's going on, guys?
Hey, Jeff. What's up?
I think they need it, but I think they need it. They need it as part of their offense. I don't know if I think they need it. Whatever I think doesn't really matter, but it's been part of their offense. It's just like if you were to take out, I don't know, like a swing pass to Saquon. Like, you can't do that anymore. Well, that's part of our game. So I don't know, man. Like I said yesterday, these guys that are going against it, it's totally because they can't figure it out. And whatever Jordan Mailata just said makes 100% total sense to me.
And he would know, Jeff. I mean, that's the funniest part. Like, when I hear, you know, LaFleur talking about rugby, I don't think he's got much of a rugby background. At least he didn't play to the level that Jordan Mailata did. So I'm going to take Mailata's viewpoint over his.
Yeah, and LaFleur and Sean McVay, these guys, they're just afraid to say their own, put their own point of view on it.
Yeah.
I mean, somebody, whoever said rugby play, however many years ago, 3 or 4 years ago, they need to be beaten. Because that's all anybody says now is, oh, it's a rugby play. It's a rugby play.
Yeah.
I don't know squat about rugby, but it doesn't look like a rugby play to me. Man, whoop a man, like you says. That's what it is.
That's what it, that's the bottom line. That's what it is.
It's
man,
a crutch for people who want it out. Like they keep repeating the same things: injury risk, rugby play. Even though there's no data that supports either one of those arguments.
Yeah, I mean, when the advent of the forward pass came around. I mean, don't you think that people were upset about that because they couldn't figure it out?
I'm sure they were. Yeah, and you know what? That, you know, that's now obviously this isn't as sport changing as that, but anytime there's a new thing, you're going to have
people. A pushback.
Yeah, there's a pushback. Like you either have to figure out how to stop it or you try to get rid of it.
Exactly. So like I said, I'm glad they tabled it, but it does sound like everybody's dug in. So I want to be those couple of swing votes in the middle because I'm getting all kinds of free drinks and dinners over the next month and a half.
That's true.
All kinds.
Jeff, good point. Jeff, we appreciate the phone call. So Diana Russini chimed in. This is so according to her, this is not a great outcome for the Eagles because I think the viewpoint here was if they voted today,
they would have got it.
The Eagles would have won the vote. They would have been on our side. But because they're going to wait, she wrote, proponents of the play, including the Eagles, don't look at this result as a win because the further we go, the more the people that are in the middle could be swung the other way.
And this is the thing to me. And help me understand this. And I'm speaking like I'm at the meeting. Your whole premise of being in this competition committee was to advance the game to the point where, you know, you could stay ahead of the curve as far as all the other sports are concerned. That's why you're the number one sport in America.
Mm-hmm. By a lot.
It's because you've had all these innovative ideas and you've always kept the game fresh and new. This is a strong part of that. It's just unfortunate. Like, the Eagles have found something that nobody would have ever thought could not be emulated. Because that's what it is. Just like the counter-trap option play, like the run and shoot, like the fun and gun offense, stuff like that. You know, the back catching the ball out of the backfield. I'm talking about simple things. To push this game forward and to sit there and try to take away a play because somebody else does it better than everybody else? To me, that's ridiculous. Back in the day, remember when Coach Walsh was the only person running the West Coast offense? Remember that?
And everyone copied him, yeah.
And because the quarterback play was not that great. It was hard to find quarterbacks.
Well, I mean, you go back to that time, completion percentage used to be in the low 50s.
Yes.
And then he's like, no, I can get it to 60.
Yes. Yeah. And I, you know what's funny? Who was the quarterback? The Giants that won the Super Bowl.
Eli?
Not Eli, before
Phil
him.
Phil Simms?
Phil Simms. Couldn't think of it because I thought about his son, his crazy-ass son's name, Chris. But Phil Simms' completion rate, when you look at it, is super low as far as a quarterback.
Well, a lot
concerned.
Of that error was, yeah.
Yeah. And he won a Super Bowl. The game is designed, and it's innovative. You want to push it forward. That's what this play is. It's just something that nobody else can stop. I would venture to say that all the people, at least every team in the NFL, has at least tried to do the tush push one time. Or they want to implement it, but they didn't have the personnel to do it.
I'm glad you said the personnel. I also think they're spending a lot of time on a play that probably 10 years from now might not exist to the same extent. Like the reason this works is the Eagles have Jeff Stoutland, this offensive line, and Jalen Hurts. Like when Jalen Hurts is no longer the player he is today, right? I don't know, 5-10 years from now, they might not run it as much. It feels like a lot to do about
nothing.
I mean, it really does, and it just it's an unserious way to go about things as a competition committee. Do they need it though? I don't think they do. If this gets thrown out at some point, they're going to re-vote or actually vote in May. I don't think it's going to crush the Eagles if they can't use it next year. Kyle disagrees. Hugh feels they need that element of kind of taking the soul of the opponent.
It's demoralizing.
Yeah, it is.
It's demoralizing.
All right, 215-592-9494. Before we go any further here, we got a pair of tickets on the line today, Hugh, to see the Phillies and Rockies Thursday, April 3rd, a 105 first pitch at Citizens Bank Park. For tickets and info, visit phillies.com. We got a pair, though, to give away on the show today. Let's do it. Playing a little game called Hugh's Clues.
Have you seen my dog, Hugh? He's got a brand new clue. It begins with a tramp stamp. Everybody's looking for Hughes Clues. Come on in, Hughes Clues. It's Hughes Clues and you.
You know, this is my favorite part of the day.
I know.
Because I like to drop these stellar clues that people like to complain about on a regular.
I don't understand
why they complain, but this is a good one. This is a good one. Y'all ready? And I made it easy for y'all today. Okay. Y'all ready? Yeah, turn the music down a little bit, Kyle, because I want people to hear this clue as he turns the music up. Oh, we are so dysfunctional on the show. Okay, the first clue is, this is a popular fruit.
Are you serious?
Yeah, it's a good clue.
A fruit?
Yes.
You're the worst.
I am not the worst. Listen.
You're starting a fruit.
Everything I do is based in something that I've done. That makes sense.
A fruit. We start and with a fruit.
It's a popular fruit.
Okay. All right.
Think about it, y'all. Just think about it. Just use your brain. Especially if y'all been listening. Use your brain.
All right. There it goes. Hugh starts with a popular fruit.
It's not
fruit.
As easy as you think for some people.
It is. No. But to listen, I know. Listening sometimes is hard.
Our audience probably saying that about us. Well, they don't use their brains over there.
Especially when they get the long talk.
Yeah. 215-592-9494. Let's go to the phone lines here. Popular fruit is your first clue for Hugh's Clues. Pair of Phillies tickets to Thursday's game. 105 against the Rockies on the line. Do the Eagles need the tush push? James in Pottstown is up on WIP. Hey, James.
Hey, Kyle, Joe, Hugh, how you guys doing?
Hey, what's up, man? James, what's up?
So I am totally with you, Joe. I agree that I wouldn't get rid of it if it was up to me, if I had my druthers, but I think that they can find a way to make it work. And let me paint you guys a picture, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
Say this offseason they do ban the pushing aspect of it. We know the Eagles are going to be stellar at the quarterback sneak. Imagine they line up with an empty backfield. The defense can't do anything except put a six-man front up there if they're going to respect it at all. I think the Eagles can really get it done regardless. Like you said, it's a personnel thing. Let them vote. It's sour grapes.
That's exactly what it is. Like, James, if they didn't have Jalen Hurts, if they just had a normal average running quarterback and they were still doing this well, then I'd say, uh-oh, right? Then they would have to rely on something different. But Hurts might be the most powerful running quarterback ever. That's regardless of the tush push. So I just think they'll figure it out. And then the what you described there, if the Eagles spread it out and the other team puts six in the line of scrimmage, they could always check to a screen pass to AJ and then boom, get a big play off of that.
Yeah. I mean, that's why I was actually more concerned over the offense coordinator than if they ban it or what, because it's like, yeah, a good mind will work around it.
Yes, yeah.
That's what we got on the team.
Well, that's it, because they have a lot of good football players. All right, James, give us a guess. Hughes Clues. A fruit is your first clue.
I'm going to go back to what I just said, grapes.
You know what? Grapes is a good guess, because there's sour grapes out there in the NFL.
Sour grapes.
James, not it, but a good guess. Grapes, our first guest today for Hughes Clues. All right, 215-592-9494. That is how you hop in. We got a lot to do on the show today. Coming up at 12, Elliot Shore Parks live from the owners' meetings. Elliot's on a heater this week, asking good questions, pushing the envelope. We'll talk to him about the shelving of this vote. So if you just tuned in, the tush push vote is not coming down today. They decided to table it until next month. It's April 1st. So next month, sometime in May, they'll redo this, and they might vote then. This is not good if you want the tush push kept, though, because I believe if they voted today, the Eagles would have been on the right side of this. The longer this goes, the more back-channeling politics, Hugh, that could happen here.
Back-channeling politics.
I mean, that's what's going to happen. People are going to try to convince each other to vote their way. We shall see, but do the Eagles need it? If this thing gets banned, it would obviously change things, but I don't think the Eagles need it to be successful. Where do you come down? 215-592-9494 for your phone calls, guesses for Hughes Clues, and on the other side, we'll get to the Phillies yesterday, winning their home opener. Our takeaways from a comeback victory, a big, big inning against the Rockies bullpen led by Sosa and Schwarber and Trey. We'll get to it all next. 215-592-9494. It's the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.